We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like the tone of Posey was almost sort of like reluctant to concede defeat. Like I don't think that this team is giving up. And I don't think that Buster Posey, I think he wanted to use the deadline to get some pieces back. And look, in their system now, they acquired, it's a 12, 13, 16, and like 24th ranked prospect. So they replenished the farm a little bit. But I also, it signals to me that Posey doesn't believe this team is that far away. And that might be, that might be foolish. I don't know how far they but I also think that he's still not willing to completely concede.
Nor should they. And I think every individual on this team has something to play for. You know, Willy Adames, finish the year out on a high note. Don't just give me one great month. Like, I want to see him finish the season out on a high note. Matt Chapman, stay healthy, finish the season on a high note. Raffy Devers, can you just get like a, can we get 3 weeks of hot Raffy? Boy, I'd feel a lot better, right? And then I look at all the young guys that are vying for time. Pat Bailey, let's see it. Like, let's see it, dude, because your job is up for grabs. Casey Schmidt, you want to be the second baseman of this team next year? You've got to earn it. You've had a nice little season. Like, if you look at his numbers, he's had a nice year. But you've got to finish it out, right? And then I look at Elliot Ramos. I'd like to see him bounce back here in this second half in terms of the mental mistakes, right? Jung-Hoo Lee.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. AllTrails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still out on you as an everyday player for a full season. It just is. Right field, open competition. Who wants it? Hayden Birdsong, you going to get called back up in the final couple months? Landon Roop, can you finish out the year? Because you only have like 110 or whatever career innings pitch. That's your high.
Yep.
Like, I want to see you finish out the year on a high note. And then there's so many other guys that we could reference in terms of, you know, minor leaguers getting opportunities to come up. And then I look at the coaching staff. I think you're on notice too. I think you've got a lot to play for. So this thing, and I'm not saying you're saying it, but I think from some Giants fans, oh, season's over. No, it's not. No, it's not. A lot of guys have a lot of things to play for.
Well, and that's why, I hear Posey as like a guy who does, he's not willing to accept defeat. And that, I think that's a good quality. Like, he's somebody who expects to win. And that's why the rest of the way, that even though the Giants are in all probability not going to make the postseason, yeah, you still got to bust your ass every single day. Like, that's mm-hmm. the expectation. And if you don't, well, now there's some guys that they just acquired at the deadline that could take your spot and that are going to challenge potentially going into next season. I think that Posey is, like, he, in a way, last year was, you know, September. He came in to kind of survey the land, evaluate things. The last 2 months of this season, I do believe Buster Posey is back to being in evaluation mode.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing. And like, not just the players. I think you're completely right. I think the coaching staff has to be under a microscope. And because if you don't believe that they can turn this thing around, well, then they might not be the people for you next year.
100%. If you're just looking at roster, what's open? What right now for the rest of the year? Right field's wide open. Who's going to take it? Right?
Yep.
Okay. I think catcher's open. Now, Bailey, it's either Bailey can prove that he belongs or prove that he doesn't belong.
Well, but Bailey could be your backup. I mean, the starting spot, I think, absolutely
starting
next season.
Starting spot's up in the air for me. Would you agree?
Sure.
Okay. I think second base.
Well, I would hope. I would hope it is.
I think second base is still up in the air. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's fair.
And even though Casey's had a nice little run here, I think we learned our lesson from Tyler Fitzgerald. You can't have just a couple of good months. You gotta finish. You know, and even then, do it again next year, right? I think closer role is completely up in the air.
It is now.
Who wants to grab it? Setup man is up in the air. Who wants to grab it? So in a hypothetical, let's say Ryan Walker gets an opportunity to close before Randy Rodriguez because they just don't think Randy's ready yet. Well, Randy has an opportunity to solidify himself as the setup man mm-hmm. if he can't be the closer, right? So there's kind of a domino effect between those two. And then I look at starting pitching. Two, maybe three spots up in the air. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Right? There's a lot to play for. And then you get back to the manager. I think he is managing for his job. I think the staff is managing for their position simultaneously. Pat Burrell is a hitting coach, Matt Williams at third, and all the different guys they have on the staff. I think it's all up in the air right now. So, I mean, I just rattled off seven things that this team has to play for. And that doesn't include guys on big deals who need to continue to earn those deals.
Like, I'll say this. I do think that Bob Melvin is going to be back next year. Just because I don't see how this team can continue to play at this awful of a level. But if they do, then yeah, you have to think about what's next. Like,
100%.
I think what I'm looking for is a couple things. Yes, all those positions you talked about, you'd like to see some guys, maybe it's a Whiz and Hunt, maybe it's someone else in the minor leagues come through and try at least grab the 4 and 5 spot in the rotation and give you some idea going into next year. But really what I want to see, because I'm going to be honest, I don't think we've seen it at all this year.
What's that?
Chapman, Adames, and Devers all playing well at the same time.
I've been asking for this for
weeks. No, like seriously, this is your core. This is your big three. Can we get all three of these guys on the same page at the same time? One of them has been good, or two of them have been good. All three of them have not been the dudes they were paid to be so far this year, and that's a big reason why your offense has been so mid.
I wonder, you know, as you bring that up, like Chapman was getting red hot right before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, he was. And then Adames got hot right after they picked up Devers. I just wonder, if the Chapman injury doesn't go down and they're a couple games better than what they are right now, would that have been a good thing or a bad thing to be buying on this team? Would this have been fool's gold, or would this team have been worth it, or would just everything feel different and so you'd be forced to go all in and it would have been the right move?
Well, real quick before I answer that, I want to remind people we got Bobby Evans, former general manager of the San Francisco Giants, currently in an advisory role with the Giants, coming up at 8 o'clock. Bonte Hill live from 49ers training camp at 9 o'clock, all right here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? We do have some Niners stuff coming up. Got to talk about Trey Lance last night in the Hall of Fame game. But what I'll say to that is we were kicking into this around last night. I almost feel like the Chapman injury could have been a blessing in disguise, because this team clearly has, we just went through them, a lot of holes. A lot of holes. And in a way, if Chapman had remained healthy, let's say you're 3 or 4 games above 500, but you're still kind of sputtering a bit. Buster Posey might have bought at the deadline. Like, in a way, the Chapman injury, along with, you could argue, the Roop injury, you could argue a couple of other guys beginning to regress, kind of forced you into a position that maybe you were supposed to be in, I guess. It highlighted some of the flaws on your team that you needed and were going to have to eventually address. So some might look at it and say, yeah, that sucks. Chapman's red hot. We could have kept playing well. I could also take the other side and sort of what we batted around yesterday and saying, maybe it's a good thing. Like, maybe the Giants, this is a season where you had to take your lumps. It's the first year of the Buster Posey regime. I'm sorry, I did not expect this team to win a World Series.
No.
That's not how it goes, especially when your team the last few years has been about 500.
Even if they would have gotten into a 5-game series, that would have been a pretty great year, I think, for almost all Giants fans. Would it have not?
Well, it would have been awesome. I mean, it would have been 4 years since the playoffs.
Right. It would have been a great year, I think. So, no, I think that's the perspective you have to have. And I think as the season went on and you start to realize, like, oh, okay, they're not as good as we thought they were, and certain things aren't sustainable. You know, the guy that I don't think we talked enough about the last couple of weeks, like Hayden Birdsong, can this guy bounce back? You know, can he bounce back? Can they figure him out? Can they figure out whatever's ailing him mentally, physically, mechanic-wise, in the same way they did Camilo Doval from 1 year to the other? But can they do it over this little stretch here? Coming up here, like, can they figure this thing out? One of the things people have forgotten about from the 2010 run, Bumgarner had lost his way mechanic-wise in the playoffs. He was awful, like awful in the 2010 playoffs in terms of his mechanics and everything, and mentally. And they got him right toward the end, and he had that huge game, obviously, against the Rangers. Game 4, Sammy, off the top of my head. Game 4, they got him right. And it was one of the, yes, Carter?
Sam's not here.
Oh, my bad.
Thanks, Sam.
It was the hallmark of Dave Rigetti and Bruce Bochy and their ability to get people right who were scuffling mentally or physically. And, like, again, that's like one of the greatest examples of all time. But they need to kind of figure out what's wrong with him, because he had no confidence. It looked like his mechanics were off. He couldn't throw a strike on command. And he looked awful, quite frankly.
I think we will see him back this year. I think that Hayden Birdsong's place for now, and maybe in the future, is in the bullpen. That's where he was at the beginning of this year when he was really, really good. I also think that, I think that's one of the reasons why you didn't mind moving a Rodgers and Doval. Mainly a Doval, because, like, you can always find bullpen help. The Giants have done, sure, they haven't done a lot of things great in the last few years, but they have found ways to develop serviceable, if not sometimes elite, bullpen arms. Ryan Walker on line one. Tyler Rogers on line two. Randy Rodriguez is homegrown. Doval is as well. Like, they have found quality bullpen guys, and I don't think it's crazy to look at Birdsong and say, all right, yeah, you're a little bit erratic, but you got some great stuff. Let's get you in one inning, maybe two innings, and see what you can do at the back end of this bullpen that's going to need some help anyways.
Yeah, there's other guys that they've traded over the last couple of years that people kind of forgotten about now. But, like, Will Smith was a great acquisition and was a good player for you. Remember him?
Yeah.
I know he's a one-pitch guy, but, like,
Jake McGee.
Jake. You're so right. But that they found a lot of different arms in that bullpen that have contributed and been good. Like, this year, the guy that's actually been significantly better than anyone wants to give credit to, Lucchese, he's been awesome. Like, he's been really good for them this year.
And you got Eric Miller coming back.
That injury scares me.
Yeah, elbows are always tough.
Yeah, but you're not wrong. Like, I think that they've got some intriguing opportunities here. Randy Rodriguez is the one for me. Like, I wonder what they do with him. Does he go setup man and they go Ryan Walker in the closer spot to kind of start? Or do they just go, hey, we're going to do baptism by fire and we're going to throw Randy Rodriguez in there and we're going to keep Ryan Walker in the eighth inning? I think most Giants fans would say Ryan Walker's not a closer. He would be a nice setup man and Randy would be your guy. But maybe Randy's just not ready for that yet.
I mean, a lot of people didn't think Sergio Romo could be a closer either. He was just a great setup guy, and he turned out to be solid. But here's Zach Manassian yesterday.
Santiago Casilla as well. That's a good call.
On how they fill Duvall's role.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of maintain the same stance. We want Bob and the coaching staff when it comes to the lineup day-to-day on how we do that. Certainly feel like we have some pretty good in-house potential replacements with Randy's been great. Ryan Walker's pitched in that closer role before. So feel like we have some pretty good options there.
And that's the other part about it too. It's like, I know that you want to win, you want to go out there and compete. What yesterday signaled is there's not as much pressure on you anymore. And I do wonder how guys are going to play now that they saw their front office not give up, but essentially say, look, guys, if you want to make a run, it's going to be on you. But if you don't, we're kind of prepared for that. Like, that's why we made the moves that we made, because we're prepared for this team to not see October.
Yes, I think that's the appropriate tact that they needed to take. If you were to rank who's on the team right now, youngsters, who's the last 2 months the most important for now, given the moves that they've made? Wiz and Hunt. I know Birdsong's still in AAA right now, but I'm just going to I'll lump some of these.
The young guys.
Okay. Luciano, Wiz and Hunt, Birdsong, Matos, Grant McRae. I believe McRae's coming up. Sounds like they bought out his contract.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Schmidt, Patrick Bailey. Who are like the top two guys that you think the next 2 months are the most important for next year as well? Like, as in what they do in these final 2 months is really going to make or break how you view them for next year.
Well, I think the most important young player they have is Elliot Ramos.
All right.
Like, that's a guy that I need to mentally, not physically, like mentally figure it out the next 2 months, because I think that he's their most impactful bat of their like younger core. But of the rest of the guys, I'm looking around and I am looking towards the bullpen. I would say Randy Rodriguez would be at the top of my list. I would like to see if he can establish himself as the closer of this team for the foreseeable future. Although, to be fair, a lot of guys don't really develop into closers immediately. It takes them a couple of years.
I went down this long rabbit hole when Duvall first came up of Hoffman, Wetland, Rivera, Lee Smith. Like, just pick whoever you want as a closer, who you think is one of like the top. Almost all of them didn't have their first 40 save season until they were 27, 28. Now,
Francisco Rodriguez didn't take over as a closer till year four.
Yes.
With
Trent Percival.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the setup guy.
Yeah. I mean, dude, Frankie Rodriguez is ridiculous. But it was also, back then, it wasn't as specialized as it is now. You know, for a lot of the guys, like Lee Smith and guys like that. But no, the point that I'm getting at is a lot of these guys, you know, cut their teeth as setup men or as seventh inning guys before they get that closer role.
Yeah, I mean, so from there, to me, Ramos and Rodriguez would be the top of my list. The next guy, I got to figure out if he's in my long-term plans, it's Patrick Bailey. I have to figure out if I can get something from the bat, because what he's done since he's gotten to the major leagues at the plate, and I know that he had a couple of good months. I think it was last season, the beginning of the year, but he's a career .226 hitter with a .618 OPS. That's awful. Like that is, and it'd be different if you had any sort of pop. His career high in home runs is 8. You cannot be a catcher that doesn't hit for power. Like, you cannot be a one-tool starting catcher. That's probably, to me, the guy that I'm looking at and trying to figure out if I can get anything from him. Because if you don't think that he's going to be a big league hitter or have any sort of power behind home plate, I'm sorry. Like, that profiles to me as a backup catcher.
100%. But that'd be another wasted top 15 pick. It's just, it's frustrating. He doesn't drive the ball at all. He slaps it the other way. He's switch hitter, so he's got two different swings going on right now. So there's a variety of things. Like, there's plate discipline.
And maybe the guy they got from the Yankees is supposed to be the answer, Rodriguez. But I also have to figure out if he's gonna come up and be a dude.
To be determined.
Yeah.
But Pat Bailey, like, If you're asking me now, I think they've already made the decision on Pat Beal. I think they have enough evidence on him. I don't think that they think he's going to all of a sudden turn it around. It's not like the Ramos situation where he came up for a couple weeks, went down, you know, was in AAA. Like, they've seen him at the big league level. They've been with him every day, 3 years now. I think they've got a feel for what he is.
Well, I think we all quietly know what he is. We're just hoping that he turns into something else.
Not good enough.
Now, the other guy that you got to, and maybe pressure is no longer on his shoulders. And look, the last couple of months, he can just kind of play like himself, get back to being his old self. It's Devers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the elephant in the room of when this guy is going to be able to start playing like the guy we expected when they traded for him. A player that's an 850, 900 OPS, a player that's, again, advertised as a top 10 hitter in baseball, is advertised as a threat in the middle of your order, is advertised as all these things that, quite frankly, we've seen for 2 days.
In Atlanta.
Those were the only 2 days that we have seen Devers really do the damage that we were kind of promised when they traded for him.
Yeah, I still think he's a really good player, but his discipline is just all over the map. He will get down 0-2 and then foul off a bunch of pitches, work the count to 3-2, and then roll over to first base. And it's a great at-bat. Like, you're like, wow. Like, a lot of other guys would have been, you know, been out meagerly after 3 or 4 pitches here, but he's just not driving the ball the way that he needs to, and it just feels like, I feel like he's trying to win it all back in terms of fan love and his status and everything with one swing. And to me, it's not about one swing. It's about 2-3 weeks of being a good player and just being a little more discerning at the plate. Patience for me is important with him.
Hey, Devers, or pardon me, Posey, are we going to scale back Devers at all coming up the last 2 months?
Robbie's been great this year. Everything I'm hearing is he's good to go. He's healthy. Guy likes to be on the field and plan on him being out there.
Sorry, one more time. I got fat fingers.
No, everything I'm hearing is he's good to go. He's healthy. Guy likes to be on the field and plan on him being out there.
First base, it's yours for now. You know, that's another thing, too. It's like I got to figure out if he could play first base.
I have questions.
He can play first base.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's one of the reasons why I felt like they should just push it until the offseason. When they were competing, when they were going for it. But now, turns out that now might be the perfect time to see if he could play first.
Yeah, I think he's just going to be an adventure over there all year. He's learning on the fly. It doesn't look good. Like, Casey Schmidt is already a way better defensive first baseman than Devers.
Yeah.
And I don't think Casey's great either. He's learning on the fly. But I way more trust him over there than I do Devers, don't you?
Yeah. I trust Wilmer Flores more than I trust Rafael Devers at first base.
Well, Wilmer's pretty bad.
Well, he just can't move, but it's, I know he can catch the ball. I mean, that's kind of where they've gotten to. You know, I think the Giants the last few months are back in evaluation mode. You hope you could compete in the meantime. Like, I want him to play well. I just think that being 6 games out of the wild card when, specifically, the Padres loaded up the way they did, even a team like the Reds bought at the deadline, you're too far out of it, and it does suck because I think that, like, I don't know if Posey could, would, or should get as aggressive as someone like AJ Preller just because they don't have the coffer to do it. But I did think that it was really interesting to see the Padres, I would say, go in more than they ever have before outside of acquiring a player like Juan Soto at the deadline. Like, they got 2 position players. They got a closer who might not even close because Suarez is still there, a starting pitcher, a catcher, and they didn't sell the 2 guys that they were rumored to maybe get off of, which was Suarez, who's an expiring contract, and Dylan Cease, who they reportedly don't want to bring back in free agency. Like, the Padres, who are a team that is probably not going to win the division, though it's within reach, they're all in. And in a way, it's like, that's kind of, that's where I've hoped that a Bay Area baseball team could get to the point where we're looking at a stage where, all right, they're all in, and even though they might regret that, a lot of these, they probably regret trading Mackenzie Gore, James Wood, and CJ Abrams, who are all looking like studs and start for the Nationals. they're all in. And I have to respect that kind of approach from an aggressive team.
But right now they have, you know, I mean, you could make the argument they have three multi-year all-stars for the next couple of years playing every single day. Center fielder, Tatis, right field, and your third baseman, Manny Machado, right? So, like, now is the time for them to go all in on that. Like, it makes sense. The Giants don't. I don't know. Like, if I were to say, name their all-star next year of their regular, of their everyday players, I don't know.
No, it could be one of four guys.
The best money would be on Devers, right? Right today. But even then, like, he hasn't looked like an all-star with the Giants right now.
I'm not saying they're close to what the Padres are doing, but again, like, that to me is the place I hope that Posey can one day take this organization.
But right now, in this analogy, it would be like the Niners.
Like, we're talking about did they get enough as opposed to did they give up too much?
I hear you. But I think we're at the Arizona Cardinal phase of where the Giants are, comparing themselves to what, like, the Padres are kind of in the Niners zone, where the Niners were the last few years. All in to win a Super Bowl. They're all in to try to win now. This is their core. This is their window. Whereas I don't view the Giants in that same window.
Do you think that the Giants, like, who's closer to a title, the Niners or the Giants?
Niners.
How much? Like, how far?
Well, they've got multiple Hall of Famers and Pro Bowlers. I don't know how far. Football's so weird. I don't know. I they're like one more offseason away, I think, from being right back in the mix. Or they could be one more offseason away from totally blowing everything up. Like, they go 6-11 again this year. Anything's on the table.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're so young, and that's where.
But it's also football.
Like, I'm thinking about the three Bay Area teams, and I'm kind of wondering where people feel like, you know, the title hopes are for these three teams. We realized over the last 6 weeks the Giants' title hopes are dead.
No, they're a long way away.
But the Niners are a team that's been there recently, but is kind of rebuilding. The Warriors are far away, it appears, but they don't really have anywhere to kind of turn the clock back on because they're not a young team. And and maybe that's why, like, I'm thinking about the all three teams, and it's like there's varying degrees of hope. And we're going to talk about the Niners coming up here in a little bit. We also got Bobby Evans coming up in about seven minutes.
But I want to make
a trade.
Yeah.
Yes. Well. Yeah. We're going to discuss that.
Speaking of deadlines.
Yeah, that's something. Let's do that after Bobby Evans. How about that?
Because
there is a trade out there for the Niners that I think is kind of just sitting there, potentially sitting there. But we're gonna break down the deadline. It really just kind of peel back the curtain of what happens at a trade deadline like the one that just transpired for the San Francisco Giants with Bobby Evans, and then Bonte Hill is gonna join us.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.